Where we have, then, an emergency, we have our remedy. Emergencies being of two classes, being the two subclasses. In the first class, I said there's the emotional and the actual impact. Those two subclasses under problems auditor faces, and then the other one being a problem very intimate to auditing, that being an emergency too. Well, of these two, the emotional and the effort band assists, are both handled, by the way, on the basis of spotting the spot in space and remedying the havingness. Spotting the spot in space, spot a spot in this room, remedy the havingness, so forth. They will both remedy to that degree. But in an emotional situation, you have quite a category of skills, quite in addition to this one, you know, of running the secondary. You can remedy it in various other ways. You can use 8D on the immediate emergency situation. All right, give me places where an angry husband would be safe. Give me places where an angry husband finds you safe. See? You got an 8D type of technique could be used there. And it will also remedy, only it'll remedy a heck of a lot more than just one secondary. There's another process that can be used on this with relatively great ease, and that is an 8C type of process. And this is a real cute one, your 8C type of process. Of course, here's your negative process. You ask the individual, all right, where aren't you being audited for class two or for an emotion or for an impact? Where aren't you being audited? Where aren't you losing out? Where aren't you being hit? And then make sure that he gets these places with great certainty. And as a result, you will get yourself quite a reduction in case. Now, you can take somebody lying in a hospital bed. Here's case history. Woman lying in a hospital bed had delivered a child some 15 days before. She was still in the hospital bed. Nobody would let her go home because she was too weak. She couldn't stand. Obviously, to an auditor, this woman was still stuck in the delivery. See, she was still hemorrhaging a little bit. In other words, she was actively, physically dramatizing this delivery. And asked this woman, spot some spots where you're not delivering a child. That's all. You sure of that one? You sure of that one? All right, let's get some more spots. Some more. All right, now give me some places where your condition doesn't exist, just for variation. Some more places where you're not delivering a child, where your condition doesn't exist. This remedied the case in 6 minutes. And she got up that afternoon and went home. Everybody thought she'd taken a wonderful turn for the better, and the iron shots had finally taken hold. You can louse up more case histories for hospitals just by walking down the halls and stepping into the rooms. If you get a nice attitude toward life and so forth, when you do get a much more overt attitude toward life, let me put it that way, even more overt than you have now, you'll do such things as walking into the front door. You see a hospital. You walk into the front door of the hospital, and you walk upstairs, you notice it's visiting hours, and you just walk through the hospital. And you see some people who are in bad shape here and there in the rooms and so forth, and you just stop and audit every one of them for a few minutes. They want to know what you're auditing them for. If you just look businesslike, you've obviously been sent in by the hospital. They don't know. Nobody knows who you are or where you're from, just completely aside from the point. Actually, if you were to have a ministerial insignia of one sort or another, you could even go down and audit the doctors. You think I'm kidding? They know they depend on God. They'll tell you so, too. You got senior survival to them all through the hospital. Well, anyway, you can run into a great many situations where this occurs.